Sometimes it seems that no matter what the topic is, somebody out there is blogging about it. Okay, some blogs are merely online rants about life, but blogs can also offer a platform for people who otherwise have a hard time being heard. That's why a program in Bolivia teaches people how to blog. Roxandra Guidi takes us to a community near the Bolivian capital, La Paz.
El Alto is a poor suburb of La Paz. It's an indigenous Aymara community known for its political activism and protests. El Alto is also full of young people, which explains why it has so many internet cafes. This one, located on a busy strip near the airport, is appropriately called Airport Station. Internet cafes like this one are where people go to do the usual things, check email, instant message with friends, or play video games. But today, there's a special workshop going on at Airport Station, and it's only open to prospective bloggers. A dozen young people face their computers. Mario Duran, a blogger himself, gives them some instructions on how to get started. Duran is part of a team called Bolivian Voices. They're a group of experienced bloggers who are introducing blogging to some of Bolivia's underrepresented groups, namely young people, women, and the Aymara. The project started in El Alto last fall. Duran says he knew very little about blogs when he started writing a couple of years ago. Then he read a newspaper article called The Blogging Revolution, and he realized he could use the web to self-publish his opinions and observations. At the time, Duran was only one of a couple of bloggers in El Alto. It's a place, he says, that is widely misunderstood.
From the outside, El Alto seems to be a place where only revolutions, social movements, and protests take place. I wanted to change that image. There are definitely more things going on in El Alto. It's an important city, and yet it's got very little representation in the media.
One of the bloggers Duran is training at this workshop is Dora Romero. She's a linguistics student at El Alto's public university. She tells me that a couple of months ago, she knew nothing about blogs. And she says she was skeptical when she saw an advertisement for the Bolivian Voices workshop.
When I first heard about this workshop, I thought it was a lie. They didn't give a place or a time. Then I had an interview with Mario Duran in a coffee shop like this one. You know, there are many scams to get young girls like me into the wrong things, so I was a little afraid. But then I realized it was only about blogs.
Now, Romero hangs out at internet cafes for hours at a time, and she updates her blog almost every day. Romero calls her blog Las Ideas Son Primero, Ideas Come First in Spanish. She writes about everyday things, like what she's learning at school. She also discusses old Aymara traditions practiced by her family in El Alto. That's Romero speaking her native Aymara. Actually, Romero blogs in both Aymara and Spanish. Romero says she often hears from readers. They tell her they're happy to find a young Aymara girl like her writing on the web. And that's exactly the kind of reaction Bolivian Voices is trying to foster. They plan to expand their blogging training program to other parts of the country next month. For The World, I'm Ruxandra Guidi in El Alto, Bolivia.